Number 136 from August 2017, buying manure. In between our house and town, there is a farm that has several horses, and every time I go past there, I am amused at the sign that is in front of the place that says, manure for sale. And there is a phone number below. Having grown up on the farm, it seems funny to me that anybody would even be looking for manure, let alone willing to pay for it. However, I recognize that not all city folks have ready access to some good horse apples or cow floppers to spread on their flowers and gardens, so I guess it makes sense. But that sign started me thinking, not in a literal sense, but in a figurative sense, about the manure that various people and institutions are trying to hand out to us all of the time. Apparently, as long as we keep buying it, they'll keep handing it out. We are inundated by the advertising industry with all kinds of crap that they want us to buy. For example, if you buy our antiperspirant, you'll be sweet-smelling all day, and good-looking models will come up and drape themselves all over you. Or, if you were just 25 pounds lighter by using our weight loss program, your husband would give you that come-hither look that he used to give you. Or, if you would just wear our line of clothing, you too could advance in your career. Even more insidious and destructive than that is the kind of manure that people try to lay on us about ourselves and who we are and who we are not. I remember a classmate of mine whose brother was a good athlete, and he overheard his parents say that he would never be a great athlete like his brother, so he never tried. He shied away from any participation in things that could have been great fun for him. Who knows what he might have done? But they handed him manure, and he bought it. There have been so many times in group therapy on psychiatry when I have heard the shaming messages that patients received when they were younger from unhealthy, dysfunctional, sick parents. They heard messages like, "What's wrong with you? Are you stupid? I wish I'd never had you. You'll never amount to anything." There is even spiritual abuse where people are given a load of manure by what passes for the Christian faith. God will get you for that. No drunkards will enter heaven. No gays can go to heaven. If you straighten your life out, maybe then God can accept you. There are people and institutions all over that would be glad to sell you some of their manure if you're willing to buy it. My suggestion is that when you see that phone number on the manure for sale sign, don't dial it.